Well, hey there. This is Jim, and I was just thinking. So today is December the 1st. It is Travel Day. Many of you already know that the Travel Day that I'm speaking of is travel from South Central Pennsylvania down to Savannah, Georgia for the Savannah River Bridge Run. At least that's what was planned for today. Unfortunately, I have a very dear friend up in Syracuse who has now been moved to palliative care due to a long-standing trial with brain cancer. So I am going to be making a five-hour trip today. It is just not going to be going down to Savannah. It is going to be to another city that begins with the letter S, but it's going to be going north to Syracuse. I'm going to be going up there, hopefully, to see if I can go ahead and see my friend one more time before nature takes its course. And also to console her husband, who is also my friend, for a very, very long time. So I don't have race plans for this weekend. I have support plans for this weekend. I was able, though, to do the Savannah River Bridge Run as a virtual. I actually made this decision that I was not going to be traveling on Monday. And so I contacted them and asked if it would be possible to switch over to a virtual since I would not be able to make it down to Savannah for this go-round. They were very, very gracious, got back to me in 24 hours. This is a really busy time for them, so a 24-hour turnaround, honestly, I'm very pleased with. I've had to bail on other races, and most of them, if not all of them, although I wouldn't say for certain it wasn't all of them, but definitely most of them did not get back to me in 24 hours. I mean, not that that's anything, you know, a mark against them. They're busy. They're doing what they can do to get ready for a huge race that's coming up. But the fact that they were able to get back to me in 24 hours was really very helpful. And of course, they swapped me over to the virtual. So I ran that yesterday on a 50-degree day here in South Central PA. I'm not sure what the difference would be with the elevation change. This is a rather tall bridge going over the Savannah River, so the elevation may be similar. Definitely the inclines are not. The incline for the bridge is 5%, and the easiest hill of the many hills that I ran in my 15K yesterday was 5%. Most of them probably somewhere in the 8 to 10%. So definitely ran a hillier 15K than I would have run tomorrow in Savannah. But it is what it is. I will probably have a few more things to say about this, but honestly, I'll probably keep a lot of my thoughts to myself on this one. Some folks have already noticed on Strava that I did a virtual run, so, and rather than do the run in person. So this is the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. I'm going to try and drag this out for a little bit longer just because I'd like to make sure that this episode makes it to as many podcast platforms as possible. Some of the platforms that pick up this show will not pick up a show if it's under 10 minutes in length. I'll actually get a little email notification saying, sorry, that show was too short. We're not going to pick it up. The same people who will happily take a show that is 2 hours long will in fact say, nope, we're not going to upload your show because it was too short. So there it is. I don't have another 5 minutes worth of stuff to say. So I will probably not make the 10 minutes, but we'll at least try to get it over the 5-minute mark, which I've just done. So we are successful there. Other thing that I do want to mention here, and again, I'll probably say something about this later, but honestly, probably not too terribly much, because I really don't want to just dwell on this or harp on this or whatever other phraseology you'd want to use. This now makes 4 years of travel races for me that have, essentially for one way or another, have kind of not happened. So travel race for me, of course, would be any race that requires a hotel stay. I did go to St. Michael's this year, and I did stay in a hotel, but St. Michael's is 2 hours away, and if I had wanted to get up and leave at 4 o'clock in the morning, I could have driven down there and just not done the hotel. I did it out of convenience, but a hotel stay wasn't required for that race. Savannah obviously is too far away to drive tomorrow morning and still be there in time for the race. So that was really my only travel race. No, I take that back. Also JG earlier in the spring, thanks to the mishap after the angiogram that I had and put a little bubble in my groin that I could not run. So, like I said, you know, this has been 4 years, folks, of planning travel races, and then they don't happen. Mostly for medical reasons, but, well, this is a medical reason, it's just not a medical reason for me. So, I'm not gonna give fate, luck, chance, whatever you happen to believe in, a chance at this, next year. So, I'm just gonna let everybody know here, I am not doing any more travel races. For the foreseeable future. Certainly not going to do any for 2024. So before anybody goes and asks, hey, are you going to be going and doing X race? If it requires me to stay in a hotel, the answer is no. Not going to give, not going to set myself up for the chance that this could happen to me for a fifth year in a row. I'm perfectly okay with the decision I've made. This was my decision to go to Syracuse. And frankly, this actually feels a little bit better because I made the decision rather than, you know, my health making the decision for me. So this actually feels a little bit better because I had some control over this decision. But nonetheless, this is frustrating 4 years in a row. You know, and all the stuff that goes into it, you know, all of the planning and the prep and, you know, the excitement before the travel and the things that you're going to see, the things you may be doing, and then just basically have to mothball them. So that's the plan for 2024 is I'll still do races. They're just going to be close to home, probably within an hour of my house. So we'll see what that brings. But yeah, even with all that, that's only getting me to 8.5 minutes here. So if you happen to be one of those podcast venues that does not like shows that are under 10 minutes, well, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to wait till this message shows up on Kevin's podcast, which will definitely be more than 10 minutes long. But this is all I got. So be well, stay safe, and as we say in amateur radio, 7-3.